So we're going to learn the Torah of Rav Pinkus this week. It's officially in the Tiferes Shimshon and Parshas Lech Lecha, but how he actually gets it into Lech Lecha, we're not going to really go into tonight, but I wanted to take a piece from one of his Mamarim, which is one of his longer speeches that is on the topic of Lech Lecha, but we're not going to necessarily see how it fits into Lech Lecha, but there's a very important yesod that I wanted to share with you from the middle, like one of the many pieces of this particular mimer that he gave. So without any further ado, let us dig in. HaTorah HaKadosha VaHaChachmas HaChitzonius. He's going to talk tonight about Torah and Chachmas Chitzonius, which is secular studies. So, lifnei zman ma pagashti pam bacher mi'yeshiva tichonit. Not too long ago, says Rav Pinkus, I bumped into a bacher from one of the yeshiva tichoniot, which is basically one of the regular yeshivas. It wasn't not a yeshiva. It's not a charedi yeshiva. It's more of a regular sort of yeshiva that has secular studies in it. And together we spoke a little about matters of hashkafa, of philosophy, of outlook in life. I was very polite, says Rav Pinkus. I wasn't intending to scold him, to give him any mussar, to insult him. And in the middle of our conversation, I said to him, I asked him, Ma daitech, what is your opinion? Im haRambam hayakom hayayim b'tchias hamesim. If let's say the Rambam would get up today at tchias hamesim, haim hayarayas yeshivas hatichanias kederach ruuya aylai. How? What do you think his opinion would be of that type of yeshiva? Yeshiva that has secular studies embedded in it. Would you think that the Rambam would be in favor of that type of yeshiva or not? After the whole matter was, discussed, it became clear. It turns out that this boy was a son of a very prominent doctor, a professor, Professor Mefursam Yehudi Shemitar Mitzvah, a very famous, well-known professor. He was a Yid who was a Shemitar Mitzvah. And within a matter of days, of 2 days or so, Kibalti Michta Me'ava Professor, I got a letter in the mail from his father, the professor, the Kachu Kasavli, and this is what he wrote to me. Writer Pinkus, Beritzani Lishalais Chashela, I would like to ask you a question. You asked my son that question if the Rambam would be in favor or not of a yeshiva tichonit. He says, I'd like to throw a question back at you. If the Rambam would get up today for Tchias HaMesim, would the Rambam be hired to be a Ram, to be a Rebbe, in any of the major yeshivas? I think Panovich would hire him, would Chevron hire him, would Kolter hire him, would Brisk hire him? Hein HaRambam Masa Gam B'Philosophia. Because at the end of the day, the Rambam wasn't a yeshivish guy. He studied philosophy, refuah, medicine, of a madakol. He was very knowledgeable in general science. Bechvayd Rav, professor, so-and-so. So it's becoming a heated debate right in front of our eyes. But both of them are good questions, right? What would the Rambam say about a yeshiva with secular studies? And on the other hand, what would we say about the Rambam today, if you would come into, the same Rambam that every brisker and every yeshiva bach, every rosh yeshiva is dwelling on and spending most of their day on? The Rambam himself was a person that probably would not be hired to be a rosh yeshiva in any yeshiva for that matter, because he's a philosopher and he's a doctor and that doesn't fit the mold of the yeshiva system. So it's a good question both ways. Uvechein, Zay Shayla Taiva, this is a good question. Shalainu Lases Allah Es Hadas. We have to think about that a little bit. Pincus was a very open-minded person. He wasn't looking to right away, you know, say it's nothing. He says, that's taka, a good question, the professor asked. And let's explore what an answer might be. Kiyadua, b'yeshivas le'machnisim l'medechal. In yeshivas, at least in Eretz Yisrael, there's no secular studies in the yeshiva. They don't have, I think they learn in the yeshiva ketanis, meaning in the elementary school, they have maybe a few grades of English. Depends on which yeshiva ketanis. Some probably have none, and some have, maybe up to third grade, fifth grade, eighth grade, whatever it is. But I think universally in the yeshiva shishu, I'm not talking about, the more Zionist yeshivas, Mizrahi yeshivas. I'm talking about like the classic yeshivas, the high schools. There's no English. There's no English in most of elementary school. My wife teaches in a Lubavitcher school. She's a speech therapist in Crown Heights. There's no English there at all. She like the whole from elementary school on. There's no in elementary school. There's no English. It's all Rebbe the whole day. There's no English, no math, no social studies, no nothing. It's amazing. That's here. Anyway, but they don't bring Limudei Chol into their curriculum. Madua, why not? Why shouldn't they? How do we look at Limudei Chol? V'davar Naisaf, and an additional matter, and how do we understand the other way? That G'dayle Olam, they did spend a lot of time on Limudei Chol and with the sciences. Hine harama mitzad echad ha'gadol b'Torah, he was the gadol ha'dor in Torah. Bitzi Rusai, who kasev his Perush HaMishnayos, when he was younger, he wrote his Perush HaMishnayos, and I think he was in his 20s. Uvizek Nusai, a sifra ha'gadol b'Mishnah Torah, when he was older, he wrote his Yad HaChazaka, the Mishnah Torah. V'yachad em zayis, and with that, hu gam ha'ya reife, v'haga b'sifrei philosophia umado. So the Rambam was a very universal scholar. He wasn't a scholar just in Torah. He was a scholar that the whole world reveres. If you go into Spain, there's Maimonides statues all over the place, and there's stamps that they're very proud of him. The world acknowledges Maimonides as a great physician, as a great scientist, a great philosopher. So he was like a Renaissance man. He was a universal figure. And how do we look at that? How are we supposed to understand? Is that something we should like be sweeping under the rug and like, you know, just turning a blind eye to, like as if it didn't affect him or didn't make him better? Like, how are we supposed to look at that? That the Rambam was such, it's not just the Rambam, by the way. There was many of the Gedalei Olam, the Rishonim, were all, not all, but they, very few, I would say, were just pure. Even the Amiram, the Tanaim, they were all doing other things. Many of them were, there were many of them were doctors, a lot of them were philosophers, a lot of them were poets, a lot of them were astronomers. A lot of, they were very worldly people, the Rishonim and before the Rishonim. So, if you're a little yeshivish, it would probably bother you, like, what happened to them? Like, how did that happen? Because we don't, if you're in the Haredi world doesn't tolerate or have countenance any Limudei Chol. So what happened to the Rishonim? How do you look at that? So we have the Das Torah of Pincus that we're learning tonight together to see what the Das Torah is about this. Hatshuva amitis l'sheila zu, temuna bedvar v'mufla'im shel Rambam atzmai. If you look at the Rambam himself, he wrote a letter, Shashach l'talmidai. He sent a letter to one of his Talmidim, the Kachu Kaisav, and this is what he writes in his own letter.
Not the one in Great Jewish
letters? No, it's not in Great Jewish letters. I don't think art school would have let me put it in. We'll see. Afal pi shebeterem oitzer bebetin hatar yadati, even though that before I knew of the of the world of Torah, that before I was in the Eitzer of the Betan Torah, Uvaterem Eitzim Erechem Hikdashtani, Ulahafitz Maya Nesech Chutzen Nesantani, meaning he's basically saying that I was born with from a womb of Torah, and I sanctified myself in the Torah, and I spread my wellsprings outward. That was my tachas in life. V'ayelas ahavi v'aishes neurai, and it is the my beloved ayelas. Ayelas is like a female ram. V'aishes neurai. It's the wife of my youth. Asher ba'avasa shagisim b'chure, that in its love I have wallowed from my days as a bachur, meaning I've been consumed with Torah my entire upbringing. V'afkam zois harbe nashim nachriyos nasu latzaris, and despite my intense love for Torah, he says, there were many nashim nachriyos, meaning Torah was my main wife, Torah is my main love, but I also had foreign wives that became a tzara to the Torah. Tzara, if you have ever learned Yevamos, a tzara is basically when you have two wives. They're tzaras to each other. That's why they're called tzara. Imagine being married not only to one wife but to two wives. That, you know, if you have a headache with one wife, it's not better with two wives because you got them not only, you know, with all the tension they have, you know, in marriage. Now you have to be married to two people. And forget the two women, the two mothers-in-law. That's really bad. So he says, I had the tzara. I had these nashim nachriyais nasus latzara, tzaras. Mayaviyais, amainiyais, tzidainiyais, adaimiyais, chitiyais. All of the various nationalities. I had a lot of foreign wives in addition to the Torah. V'Hashem yisparach yedeya, and Hashem knows, ki lo nilkachu mitchila el yaisan la l'rakachais ul'tabachais ul'aifais. He says Hashem knows, no one else knows, but Hashem knows that I didn't take them to be equal wives with the Torah. The Torah is my main wife. The Torah is my main love. Why did I take in all these foreign women into my home? Meaning the philosophy, the medicine, the math, whatever the Rambam was famous for. Because they were, in order to be the cooks and the bakers and the pharmacists, all of the other things that my wife needs, they were there, they were taken in to serve her. To show the nations and the officers her beauty, that she is indeed quite beautiful. This is the Rambam. So basically, what the Rambam is saying is that I took in other wives, I took in other studies. I didn't just solely study the Torah, but what was my kavana? Was my kavanah because I wanted to be a world-famous philosopher, I wanted to be a world-famous doctor, I wanted to be a world-famous scientist? That wasn't the Rambam's intention. The Rambam's writing himself to a Talmud, what was my intention? My intention of studying all of these secular studies was not to get a degree, and not to get a parnasa, and not to be worldly and well-rounded. It was in order that all of those other studies should be handmaidens to the Torah. The Torah is the main thing, but when you're able to have other things with it, it enhances the beauty of Torah if it's studied in the way that the Rambam was able to study it. HaRambam timtzeis kan b'milim kitzaris b'kailos es shitasa. Here the Rambam is laying out quite clearly and succinctly what his shita is, what is his philosophy. We don't have to, sometimes, you know, people, you have to have like later scholars try to figure out what was the Rambam thinking. Sometimes if you find a letter from the Gadol, you don't need that. You don't need to to postulate and to speculate what, you know, what might have been his coming. Why did the Rambam go to medical school? Why, or not medical, why did he study medicine? Why did he go for philosophy? Why wasn't he just content sitting in a basement and learning? We don't need to wonder that, because luckily for us, lucky for us, we have this letter that the Rambam wrote. And in this letter, he basically, in a few short lines, he lays out exactly why he did it. The reason for him doing it, Divra Rambam Manal Yiduam for Samim, Ach Yesh Lasim Lev La'Oimek HaMashal Niflu Shuim. But now, the words themselves are nice that we just learned, but Reb Pinkus is going to come and explain what the Rambam meant in a very, very, in a very powerful way. Adam Asher Chai Im Ishtai Bebayis Gadol. A very wealthy man is living together with his wife in a mansion. Im harbei chadarim, there are many rooms. K'muvan shi'akeres habayis. Ach l'shem tachzoikes habayis machzibel habayis kamanoshim. She's the wife, but there are other women that are milling about this mansion. Who? Minaka, there is a cleaning lady. Tabochis, there is somebody working in the kitchen, a cook. Mitafeles, there's somebody that, anyway, a lot of different things that are, a lot of women are employed in the same house. Hein Shomer Salabayashi Naki Mesudar, they're in charge of the cleanliness of the house, the order of the house, the Agas Lachanes Ha'echol Tipo B'Yiladim, they're worried about preparing the food, they're the nannies. Hakol Toiv Yach B'Tanayach, everything is fine. But there has to be one condition that's constantly met within this ecosystem of this mansion. Shumasyaches l'chalan nashim amnitzay sham b'tzura iskis inyanis v'loshum nekudas regesh ishes. He has to be very careful. Everything could go well. Everything, life could continue fine as long as he maintains the right balance, the right posture when it comes to those ladies that are working in the house. He has to keep his distance. He's got to be very professional, very business-oriented, without any personal relationship with them. Avolim chas v'shalom, afilu rega echad achas, achas men maitzas chaymen. Let's say all of a sudden one of them begins to appeal to him. He finds chayn in one of them. Vu kitzas koshel. Now he starts getting some sort of bad relationship going with her. Olav l'salkam and abayis b'av miyadi. She has to get kicked out of the house right away. She has to be fired. V'af shal yideza abayis shuvel yin nokim mesudik v'yashoyo. It's true that, okay, but now the house is not going to, we don't have a cleaning lady. We don't have a nanny. So what's going to be with it? Okay, temporarily we'll deal with it. But, avol apachas yaz abayis. But at least you're going to have your house. The house is going to remain intact. The world, the universe that's inside of the house has to stay all in the right seder. Hachayim hamishutafim shabnei azog yimashu. This way, the common shutfus, this partnership, the cooperation, the relationship between the husband and the wife can continue. Acheres chay hanesuin yeharsu. If all of a sudden he begins to develop a fondness for one of these women working in the house, everything is going to implode. V'han nimshal, what are we saying this for? What is this? How is this apply to us? Hatari kaviyachal ha'isha. The Torah is, of course, our wife. V'achachmas ha'acheres hein harakachas hatabachas vayves. The other chachmas are like those, like the nanny and like the cleaner and like the cook in the kitchen. They're all in the same house. Rakim yedeya adam ba'atzmai shach chachmas hachitzaniyah shalay meidein etzlei bivchina shvachos shein le'alei and shum regesh shel chiba v'kesher yachal asik ben benoisel v'atayr shia ikar avol miyesh afilu nitzutz katan shel kesher yesh lizurik oisem me'abayis le'lizkar v'alein klal. Reb Pinkus is saying something that's quite powerful. He's saying like this. He's saying, you know why it is that the Rambam was able to learn these Chachmas Chitzainius and we're not? Why is it that, what are the Haredi yeshivas so worried about? The Rambam was able to, how many times do parents tell their child, I want you to go to medical school, I want to learn. Oh yeah, the Rambam was able, he went to medical school, as if he went to like Harvard Medical School with girls and whatever and everything going on there. Rambam, like, basically, you know what the Rambam did for medical school? He basically probably took out a medical book out of the library, he read it, and he was a doctor. I think that's basically what happened. Well, there's no medical school. The Rambam was brilliant. The Rambam, like, studied a little bit to be a doctor. He knew the chachma of anatomy and physics, whatever it was back then, which wasn't so advanced anyway. And he was the doctor, and he became the doctor in the world, the sultan's physician. But for the Rambam, all of those studies that he had were completely kept in the right balance. He had no relationship with those studies. He was brilliant, so he knew refuah really well. He knew philosophy really well. He knew math and astronomy and astrology, all the chachmas, let's say, the Rambam knew, but they didn't have a relation. He didn't have a relationship with them. He wasn't like enamored by them. He was enamored, as he writes in his letter by himself, he was enamored by the Torah. The Torah was his love. If the study of science, of medicine, would have suddenly become an infatuation to the Rambam, he would have stopped studying. The only reason why he studied was because he was able, or why he was allowed to study, was because, well, he went into medicine because his brother used to support him when he was learning. You know, he had a brother, David. And his brother David was a wonderful, they loved each other, and he was a successful businessman, and he used to single-handedly support the Rambam and his whole family. And then what happened was, the Rambam's brother went on a ship one day. The Rambam actually warned him not to. That is a letter in Great Jewish Letters. We have the actual letter exists where the Rambam writes to his brother David, I don't think that you should go on the ship. And I don't have a good feel. He has like a whole, we don't have the whole letter because it's all torn apart, but they're able to like put the letter, they were able to figure out the context of the letter, and that's basically the Rambam warned his brother not to go on the ship. Anyway, he didn't listen. He went on the ship, and the ship drowned with all of their stuff, all of their money, all of the merchandise that they invested in went down with his brother. And the Rambam got very depressed. I think for 2 years he was in bed in a deep depression because his beloved brother died and all the money in the family. So basically, he was no longer able to fully engage in learning, and now he had to do something for Parnassa. That's why he started going into the field of medicine. He wasn't in love with medicine. He wasn't, you know, he wouldn't be happy knowing that Maimonides is a hospital in Borough Park. He'd be much happier knowing there's a yeshiva called Rambam than the fact there's a hospital. He had no affinity to medicine. He was great at it, but he looked at medicine as being a handmaiden to Tyro.
I'm thinking of the other letter in Great Jewish Letters of
what he did.
His refusal to meet with someone.
Yeah, his schedule.
Yeah.
It's also amazing. It's amazing that we have those letters. All those letters were found in the Cairo Geniza. But that's what the Rambam was. The Rambam didn't have any relationship with the other. If he, just like, you know, I go home, I have a cleaning lady. I don't schmooze with a cleaning lady. You know, I told my wife, well, we have a cleaning lady a few days a week. I said, like, she's yours. I have nothing to do with her. I say hello and I say goodbye and that's it. I pay. That's it. It's not even true. My wife pays. But I don't want a relationship with her, not because there's anything chasidah, just like it's not something that you do. That's how the Rambam was with, and a lot worse than with the other chachmas. If one of the chachmas would have suddenly caught his fancy and like, oh, I like philosophy, it's really, you know, there's a lot of wisdom, there's a lot of aimek, and you start getting into it and start majoring in it and like getting all obsessed by it, at that point the Rambam would have thrown out that shifcha from his house. Because you can't have that. It has to be that the Torah is the Yakeres Abayis. On the Kuda Zu Omer Rambam, Yochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only Hashem could be made. V'Hashem Yisparach Yedea Ki Loi Nilchu Mitchila Liyosan Lalu Rakachas. The Eibishter knows my intention with taking these women into my house. They were just to serve the Torah. U'madur Be'emez Zekach Mishem Sherigshos Eilu Tluyais Vinitiyas amukais b'aymek halev. These are very deep-seated feelings, and it's very hard for other people to know. So Hashem knows. Only Hashem is able lahayit shemei oylem lahu lagila afilu shemetz dakshal chiba klapei achachm zachitzenis. You know, it's an interesting thing. Let's say we hadn't had this letter of the Rambam, and I would tell you, I would say this, the Torah of Pinchas, without his letter to a group of Balabatim, let's say, or the Balabatim's wives, what would they do? They would start throwing rotten tomatoes at me. They wouldn't believe, well, who are you to tell them? You know that? Yeah, the Rambam was around. The Rambam probably loved physician, being a physician. He was the best at it. He was this and he was that. He loved Torah maybe, but he loved it. Here the Rambam is writing, you can't refute a letter that the Rambam himself is writing. Here we get into the Rambam's mind and the Rambam's heart, and the Rambam is telling exactly what it was. I loved Torah, I didn't love the other things. They were simply cooks, nannies, people that were making the bed of Torah, but they were not people that I was remotely interested in. V'rak ha-Torah hi ha-yechida sha'oisav. The only thing that the Rambam loved by his own confession was the Torah. The Torah was the only thing that was his life. He had no relationship with the other chachmas. The Rambam was full of Torah. The Rambam, if you would take his pulse, it was 100% Torah. There was nothing else coursing through his veins. There was in his brain he had other things, but his heart was not pumping medicine. It wasn't pumping philosophy. It was pumping pure Torah. That was what the Rambam is. Everything else was a hand. It was to serve the Torah, either for parnasa or sometimes you serve the Torah by knowing math, knowing science, knowing history. That's somehow able to enhance your understanding of things in the Torah. There are gemaras that need a certain knowledge of algebra, need a knowledge of geometry, need a knowledge of trigonometry. So those are handmaidens, and that's fine. But it has to serve the Torah. The Torah has to be on a pedestal, and everything else is bowing down to that, to the Torah. How do we know the Rambam succeeded? Lefi banav shel haRambam mitalmidav. Af echa mi banav mitalmid lo hafal chareife. Not a single son of the Rambam turned into a doctor. Kulam hayu bnei Taira. Bnei hayu Reb Avram hachasid, the famous Reb Avram bnei shel haRambam. V'ad hayayim mihem banav talmidav. Anu bnei Taira. We are the talmidim of the Rambam. Halamnim b'svar v'yad ha-chazak v'pirish m'shnayis, etc. Zoi ha-tshuva l'osir sh'loisa professor. That is the retort. That is the response to that professor's question. Lu yitzuyer sh'ayin yichayim l'hachnis l'yeshivas sh'alayim astronomy, mathematica, refuah v'shar ha-chachim v'blisha afilu b'char echad yimashich l'kach o'yikabel b'zeh gishmach ulai ha-makum l'sheila. Ach hachashash hagadol hu shem yomadu chachmas elu alulem li moshech achareyan lachain mochracham lizrek oisim abayis. This is Reb Pinchas' explanation for why yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael and yeshivas throughout the Lakewood and many, many places in the world, why they dafka do not have English in their high schools or in their, definitely not in their base medrash. Why? Because we're not the Rambam. If we could be like the Rambam, he said, and our main sheifa would be for Torah, and we understand when we're going upstairs on the second floor and the third floor, and we're taking sciences, we're taking math, we're taking history, we're taking political science, we're taking chemistry, we're taking biology. If we would not have a geschmack in that, it wouldn't at all pull us away from Torah. It would just be, I'm learning Torah, Torah is my life, but now I got to go upstairs in order to engage in this and that for Parnassa or for whatever it is. That's fine. That, he said, would be fine. The problem is that if you're not careful and you start getting drawn away from it, it will take you away from Torah. Not because the Torah is afraid of competition, but as the yeshiva needs to enforce that there's absolute fealty to the Torah. Just like, and that's why there's a lot of restrictions in classical yeshivas. They don't allow you to have a computer. They don't allow you to have a smartphone. They don't allow you to have novels or books. Or why? What are they afraid of? They're afraid that you're going to be drawn away from Torah, that your brain and your heart and your life is going to not be completely taken by the beauty of Torah. If we would be able to, and there are many bachurim, I would say, in yeshiva, and this is, you know, we're in a good yeshiva to really talk about this. If a person would be able to look at secular studies in the right way and say, listen, I'm, and that's, I think many guys do that. I don't think people that go for biology or go for chemistry or whatever, that they're going for it because they love biology. They love, I'm sure there are yechidim that do. But for the vast majority of guys, they're just doing it in order to get through school so that they can get into a professional, you know, career of medicine, of PT, OT, speech, whatever it is that they're going for. But they're not drawn into it. There are yechidim that do get drawn into it. There's some guys that start engaging in philosophy or psychology, and they get so enamored by it that it really sucks them out of the base medrash, and they begin to get into the world of psychology, and the world of, you know, literature, and the world of poetry, and the world of whatever philosophy, and that's a very, very dangerous thing. Now, the professors might want you to be enamored by what they're teaching, and that's, I guess, natural mitzvah them, but we as B'nai Torah have to make sure that our main occupation and preoccupation in life is Torah. And all the other things that we're doing here, we have to try to emulate the Rambam. We have to try to be as honest as the Rambam and as structured as the Rambam and as disciplined as the Rambam to know that this is my mainstay, and I have to see what the other studies are. If the other studies are just to be Mishamish Torah, that's fine. I could do that. That's what the Rambam did. His main love was Torah, and all the others were just to serve Torah. But if there's something that, if I start having a relationship with one of the maidservants of Torah, and now I start getting drawn into that orbit of that other world, that competing world, that's very dangerous. That's very, very dangerous. So, you know, we're not living in Eretz Yisrael. We're not living in Lakewood. We're not in that hashkafa, let's say, that's pure Torah, but we understand tonight exactly what the threat of the secular studies is, and that's why they're very makbid not to have it in, because they're afraid that people are going to get drunk. But we're in it. So we have to be very careful to maintain the proper relationships with everything. That Torah is our main love, that's the Akaris Abayis in our life, and the other studies are important, not to be put down, not to be embarrassed, not to humiliate, but to maintain a very, very impersonal relationship with them. That's not to say you can't get some hanah from it. You shouldn't just go and hate it. But in terms of getting too close a relationship with it, that the ecosystem of your life will somehow get out of whack and turn over the entire focus of your life to something that it's not, that's a very dangerous thing. We've seen that. We've seen that many times. I think of that. The guy that was a real ben Torah, a real chashava part of the yeshiva, and he started getting into philosophy, and haven't seen him really. He doesn't come anymore. He's just he got so into philosophy that, you know, he's still from, but he's not. It took him away from learning. Because he started flirting with one of the shvachas, with one of the maidservants, until it became a relationship, and that's never a good thing. So this is a very important thing that Rapingus is teaching us tonight, to make sure that the Torah is the main thing in our life, the main love, the main occupation, the main obsession that we have, and everything else is to serve the Torah, but never ever to allow it to get out of bounds, that we should create a relationship with something else, and at the expense of our love for Torah.
Thank you.